Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And today we're going to talk about how podcasting became a $500,000 opportunity for my business. And it's exciting because today is episode 350, which is another milestone for the show. So stay tuned and I'm going to share with you exactly how I've used podcasting to grow my business and how you can do the same for yourself. Before I get into the content of the show today and breaking down the steps that I've taken to make podcasting a really profitable and successful part of my business, I want to share a little bit of background about how podcasting is not only an incredibly powerful tool that we can use, but it's also a commitment. This is episode number 350 on the Engine Builder Show. On my other show, Today's Business Leaders, I believe we're somewhere around 100 or 120 or 130 episodes. I don't have it in front of me. And then I have another show that I've run for a while, and I had a couple other shows before I started Today's Business Leaders. And committing to do a podcast is a commitment. Even on a day like today, where I'm recording and had quite the sore throat yesterday, so my voice is a little bit off. I just decided to show up and still record the show and share the value that I want to share with you today. And it's a reminder to me and an encouragement to you that when you commit to doing something in your business, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. And I've put hundreds of hours into podcasting, maybe thousands at this point. I'd have to look. And overall, if I look at all my shows, I'm probably somewhere in the range of approaching 1,000 episodes recorded across the different shows that I've run. And I share that because whenever I share results or share the things that are working well, I want to make sure that you have a clear, accurate picture and understand that it takes time to achieve success. It takes time to invest in things and see the payoff. And it's easy to look from the outside at somebody's success and say, oh, they just achieved that very quickly. But I've said for years, and there's a lot of sayings like this, like overnight success only takes 10 years. So keep going. It can even take longer. And so whatever path you're on, whatever you're choosing to invest in your business, don't allow yourself to think that it's just going to take a few tries. In reality, it's going to take a lot of repetition. It's going to take commitment. It's going to take showing up when you don't feel like it. And it's going to take showing up even when you're feeling sick or not up to it, because that's ultimately what builds the foundation for long-term success. And so as we look at podcasting, the show that I have made over $500,000 on is Today's Business Leaders. It's my interview show. This show has generated some good revenue so far as well, but that show's my most profitable show. And on that show, I've never had an advertiser, and I even started the show without any intention of making it something I would monetize. But what I fell into through some research, lots of tries and lots of failing, and with some great input and support from other people, is the first step in creating a profitable, successful podcast, for me anyway, was finding the right approach to network with my ideal prospect. And I would create a profile of who I want to have on the show. And they're not only people that have a great message to share with my audience, but they're also people that are my ideal prospect, of an ideal client of who I'd like to work with. And so when you set up an interview style show, if you're intentional about reaching out to the folks who are not only great guests, but are also folks who you would want to do business with, that is a simple first step you can take to making it a networking, networking opportunity and a way to build a relationship. Because when we have those interview style conversations, I believe what happens and what I've seen in my experience is we create this like synthetic shared experience. Like we create this opportunity where the guest gets to share their story, you get to be a part of it, you get to bond with them. And an interview style conversation is a very focused conversation. And so they get to create this simulated shared experience where they're going to share their highs and lows with you. They're going to share their expertise, and you build trust and friendship, and you build a relationship in a very short time. You know, some of my podcasts are 30, 40 minutes, some are a little over an hour. But I get to really get to know that person. And after doing that, after that, having them on the show, then I've continued the conversation when we're done recording. I ask them how I can serve and help them. Some of the guests I've worked with directly, other guests have referred folks to our business. And it's a great way to really build your network as an entrepreneur. And so networking through podcasting was really one of the keys to success there. The second thing that is really powerful when doing podcasting, and this is something that I'm doing more of, and I see other show creators do very successfully. It's not been the main part of my revenue, but it's a big piece of what we're building out in the future, is giving the listeners somewhere to go to, a destination, something to download, a tool, a resource, or something you can point them to. Because if somebody like you takes the time to listen to an episode, it's because they're interested, it's because they value the information, it's because they enjoy being connected with you. And so asking people to take some next step, like we do on this show, I always say, like, if you have a question, comment down below, and I mean that, or send me a message or reach out on our site. Even a basic call to action like that is important, because then you're allowing the listener to take the next step. And the third thing that I really look at inside of podcasting is, how do I really create value on both sides of the relationship? And so one of the things that we've expanded that we do now with a lot of our podcast guests is we have specific targeted guests on, and then we say, hey, like, what are you doing that we can promote to our audience so we can obviously make you look good, build your list, help your business grow? And then would you be willing to promote us to your audience? And so it's a really simple way to create value on both sides of the relationship. When we approach any part of business, or honestly, I believe life that way, with asking, what can we contribute? What value can we add? That's when things really grow. And one of my longtime friends and mentors, Brian Kurtz, has a saying. He says, contribute to connect. And that's a principle that I believe is super important to remember, because when we show up in situations, when we show up in a relationship and we ask ourselves, how can we contribute? How can we add value? How can we be consistent in how we serve, you know, our guests, our audience, everybody in our world? Then if we're focused on contribution, then the universe brings back to us over and over again value. And so anything that I engage in, I'm always asking myself, how can I make sure that we're creating value on both sides of the relationship? And that starts by me asking, how can I provide value to my guest, to my audience, to the people that I'm here to serve? And with that approach, I'm confident that you will find success. And it may be monetary success, which I honestly stumbled into in my first show, or it may be relational success, where you get connected with people who can help you grow forward. Maybe they do refer business, or maybe they connect you with resources that you're going to need. And so as you consider podcasting for yourself and for your business, remember, one, it's a commitment. It takes time. It's something you're going to be consistent with over time. Two, definitely look for ways to connect with guests who you can network with, who you can refer business back and forth with, or even the folks that you want to work with directly as clients. And then make sure that as you're creating your show, you're creating resources, make sure that it's designed in such a way that there is a direct call to action. There's an option for them to connect with you, or there's a way that a listener can take the next step. When we take that approach, we have nothing but value that we're creating, and then it's easy with that momentum and the value that's been created to guide that into different areas of growth in your business. If you've considered starting a podcast, or if you want help with this, I actually have a course that will walk you through the entire process. I created the course about a year and a half ago, when revenue from the show was, I want to say, in the 300,000s. So that's part of the content that's in the course. But if you'd like to check out the course, just comment down below, podcasting, and I will give you the resources and the details on that, or shoot me a message. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.